cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Hey, everybody. It's in the Charlie Kirk Show. Breaking news. As we are on air, we go through Israel news. How should America respond? Try to be a place of calm and not panic. It's time to buy guns because sleeper cells might be activated. That and more. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member to listen to our program advertiser-free. That is charliekirk.com, and click on the members tab. That's charliekirk.com, and click on the members tab. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. About 2 weeks ago, I gave a speech and I said, we are a fatigued nation. I certainly feel that way. Every day I come up with energy and passion. You must intentionally work on your happiness. It takes a lot for me to get into a place where I feel a sense of heaviness. Dennis Prager taught me that. It's also a biblical idea that happiness doesn't happen to you, that you must be intentionally joyful, joyful in the Lord, joyful in our relationship with Christ. I'll be very honest. These last couple days, I've felt that sense of heaviness. It's very hard to escape. From 15 days to slow the spread, to Floydapalooza, to the burning of our country, to vaccine mandates, to people losing their jobs, to the 2020 election, to January 6th, to the police state that followed, Donald Trump facing 700 years in federal prison. 2 weeks ago, you'd say, what else? Can we get a break? And the answer is no. You're not living in a time for a break. It's not the time, as we say commonly on this program, for the sunshine patriot, the summer soldier. Somebody recently at an event said, Charlie, I am worn out. Yep. Get over it. Get over it. We got a fight here with our Marxists. That is a civilizational type fight. And breaking in just the last couple of minutes, it seems and it appears, I'm doing my best not to fall into the fog of war stuff. Okay? It seems as if there is another front war with Israel. They've been attacked by Hezbollah to the north, and Israel is soon probably going to be involved in a two-front war. Gaza and Hezbollah. We have firsthand reports of people we know in bomb shelters. I have two text messages from IDF soldiers that are high up in the IDF. They said the war is on in the north. Now, maybe that is just them being excited, but it sure seems that way, and reports are confirming that. We are a fatigued nation. Some of it is intentional. We didn't ask for this whole thing in Israel, but now it's the number one story on the planet. Not just because what has happened with Israel, but obviously the ramifications. And this program is going to be your home of calm, as Steve Bannon said this morning. We're going to talk about facts. We're not going to panic. We're not going to do hyperbole. We're not going to do exaggeration. Because our dog in the fight is America, this country, our interests. We're going to call out people on both sides when they get way too excited and they overwhelm the narrative with emotive type psychobabble. If a Republican says it or a Democrat says it. And I do want to hear from you this, because we haven't done this week. How are you thinking about the Israel conflict? Email me freedom@charliekirk.com. What do you believe? What should America's role be? Do you care about this? Are you passionate about it? Are you looking at this carefully and closely? However you feel, we have a great relationship together, me as the host and you as the audience. Email me freedom@charliekirk.com. I think it's instructive to play one piece of tape. Mark Milley, boy, he really exited at a convenient time. He just gets out about a week ago. We didn't cover Milley at all. Milley is not a good person. He should never have been in charge of effectively the U.S. military with Lloyd Austin. And there's a shocking piece of tape that I think needs to frame the American response in the Middle East. Mark Milley was reflecting on our time in Afghanistan, and he was asked bluntly, was it worth it? Was it worth it, our involvement in Afghanistan? And his answer should factor into how we as Americans think about what is happening in the Middle East. Play cut 101.
To those who served in Afghanistan for two decades and lost family members and friends and wonder, was it worth it?
Well, that's always the question, right? So 2,461 killed in action by the enemy in Afghanistan over 20 years. Was it worth it? Look, I can't answer that for other people.
Wow. That's the guy in charge of all of the military. And he says, I can't answer that. Yeah, a lot of people died, but I can't answer that. 20 years, 20 plus years, trillions of dollars spent, thousands of lives lost, hundreds of thousands of people in Afghanistan displaced, like an entire region put into bedlam. And by the way, remember, he was the traitor that went behind Trump's back to the Chinese. And he can't clearly answer whether or not it was worth it. So that right there should just be a little bit, not a little bit, a massive reminder as we are looking what's happening in Israel, and we should factor in how America is going to respond, because I'm going to be very honest with you. The way that this is trending, the way that this is going, the pressure is going to go from Israel onto America very, very soon. Two front war. And it's going to be beyond munitions and arms and special forces. And America is going to have to decide. America is going to have to decide what it does. Air support, ground troops. I say no U.S. troops. There's got to be a red line. And I say after this, you got Mark Milley going on TV and saying, I don't know if it's worth it. Have we learned nothing? Israel is more than capable of defending itself and handling. More than capable. And I draw ire from both camps for this position, by the way. Some people say, Charlie, you're too pro-Israel. First of all, I'm pro-America. And I'm a proud Christian. Israel changed my life. Visiting Israel changed my life. If you've never been to Israel, I don't expect you to understand what I'm saying. But when I saw where our Lord rose from the dead, where our Lord walked on water, where I saw the Garden of Gethsemane, where he prayed before he was betrayed and arrested, when I saw Hebron, where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were buried, it changed my life. It made the Bible more real and made me a far more serious Christian. On the other extreme, I think that some people are completely out of control on cable television, like Lindsey Graham. He is completely out of control. So this is maybe the place where you get nuance, where you get both sides and you say, is there a way, there should be, to support our allies and support the country while not getting us into an endless quagmire, another no-win situation? I love Israel. Not as much as I love America, obviously. But a lot of the establishment, they love war. They love war more than anything else. It's as if conflict gives them strength and energy, power. What happened in Israel this last weekend, the more we learn about it, the harder it is to grasp. If you are unfamiliar with the uncivilized world. Part of the problem of our universities is you have a bunch of sheltered brats that believe the rest of the world lives in air conditioning with common law, defense of children. They live such a sheltered worldview, they can't even possibly grasp the idea that people would break into another country and seek out the women and children and mow them down at a concert. Seek out infants. It's hard for people to even grasp. In fact, some people think, oh, it's war propaganda. It wasn't that hard for me to grasp because people that still live in the 1300s, as a vast majority of Muslims do, they don't hold Western values. Now, this is civilization, aka Western values, versus barbarism, also known as medieval worldview. If you're fatigued, I get it. I understand. You've lived through a lot these last couple years. You didn't ask for it. You didn't invite it. And if it's too much for you, Go watch Lifetime. I'm sure there's some shallow movie of somebody who falls in love and makes you feel good. This is not Happy Talk Hour. This is the entire civilization, the planet, dare I say even the species. It's heavy stuff. It's time to buckle up, find solutions, understand our priorities, and learn lessons of the last couple decades. Call out the extremism and the paranoia and the panic on both sides and pray for some clarity. And most importantly, stay calm. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. So let's make sure we call out the over the top. Lindsey Graham is totally wrong here. Lindsey Graham is almost cheerleading for another regional war. It's like as if he wants us to go to war with Iran. Let me be very clear. War with Iran is a terrible idea. A terrible idea. Sanctions, cutting off flows of money, fine. What Lindsey Graham is talking about here would be catastrophic. Let's just remember, we don't have a border. There are 10 million people that just waltz into our country. Even if we needed to go to war with Iran, I don't trust our military. I don't trust our preparedness. We don't have munitions. We don't have troops with morale. We're a divided country. Even if we were at our strongest, it's a bad idea. And we are not at our strongest. We don't have the resources. It's a bad geopolitical decision. Not to mention, we have $33 trillion in debt. China is ascendant. And Lindsey Graham is going on and on and on. He needs to be called out here. He needs to be called out and saying, Lindsey Graham, this is a recklessly irresponsible thing to say on television. Play cut 92.
Well, for every Israeli or American hostage executed by Hamas, we should take down an Iranian oil refinery. The only way you're going to keep this war from escalating is to hold Iran accountable. I am confident this was planned and funded by the Iranians. Hamas is a bunch of animals who deserve to be treated like animals. So if I was Israel, I would go in on the ground. There is no truce to be had here. I would dismantle Hamas. This is the best opportunity Israel has to destroy Hamas. Take it to the Iranians. It is now time to take the war to the Ayatollah's backyard.
Okay. Now it's time. So first, hold on. Time out. Take the war to the Ayatollah's backyard. That would be a declaration of war against Iran. Just so we're clear. That would be a declaration of war against a serious country. Iran, first of all, the Iraq war depleted our resources, lowered national morale. Iran is a far more powerful country than Iraq. Like significantly more powerful. It's 87 million people strong. The Iranian National Revolutionary Guard, that's a serious military. Could we handle them? Yeah, if you want to lose like 100,000 people in war. Iran is four times the size of Iraq when we invaded. It's all mountains. It's not a flat desert. You want to talk about strengthening Iran? You would strengthen Iran's resolve by bombing their oil refineries. Sanctions, all that stuff is fine. Sure. And understand, this is all not by accident. Iran does not want peace. Hamas does not want peace. As this was boiling up, Mohammed bin Salman, who's in charge of Saudi Arabia, because his dad basically has dementia, the crown prince, and Israel were close to signing a peace deal. Iran does not want that. Saudi Arabia hates Iran. Okay? Shia, Sunni, irreconcilable, completely different forms of Islam. They're at each other's throats. 85% of all Muslims in the world are Sunni, 15% are Shia, and like 90% of all Shia Muslims are in Iran. Like the whole country is Shia Islam. Sunni is the predominant strain of Islam. And Saudi Arabia was close to signing a historic peace deal with Israel. Iran wants to do whatever they possibly can, and it's working. So the Iranian calculation was this. Okay, we can't allow Israel and Saudi Arabia to grow closer because that will hurt us or damage us or isolate us. So what Iran did is they started to plan this clandestine subterranean type military operation where the Iranian play, just so you know, the Iranian play is to try to get the entire Arab Muslim world united against Israel. So the Iranian calculation is just use Hamas and the Palestinian Authority as human shields. Doesn't matter how many Muslims or Arabs die. Israel will probably overreact. Okay, Israel will probably overreact, and then you'll be able to rise up the regional Arabs. And honestly, part of Iran's plan is working. Part of it is not working. Egypt, to their credit, hope it remains the same, is staying neutral. That's a big deal. Okay? If America wants to be a leader in peace, if you want to talk about how can America help solve this, keep Egypt neutral. Okay? That would be a big deal. Create a humanitarian corridor out of Gaza. Get Egypt to take some of those wonderful folks from Gaza. Like, this is problem solving type stuff. Get King Abdullah in Jordan, who claims to, Abdullah from Jordan, who claims to be a 17th generation, lineage from the Prophet Muhammad, as they call it. Right. Start to use regional actors here, but we need to be very clear. Israel could potentially overreact and spark a regional and a world war.
Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I know, don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie.
Received another text message from somebody on the front lines. Let me read this to you. They are in Haifa, which is one of the wealthier parts of Israel. Very beautiful. I've been there. There are entrances of drones to Israel from the north and rockets. We hear them now. We are in a bomb shelter. All of Israel is now a war zone. They're trying to invade from the north. Can we get a map, please, of Israel? I know we have one. So just so you understand, we anticipated this to some extent. There are 300,000 Israeli forces on the southern tip of Israel. Not the southern tip, but the southwestern part near Gaza. Gaza is just a mosquito in the bonnet of Israel, which has turned into a beast. It's just an annoyance, constantly problems. And now it's not just an annoyance, it's an existential threat. And so, of course, so just understand, Gaza is the size of Queens, New York. You have 2.5 million people clustered. And what's so amazing is when you go up to the Gaza Strip, it's desert and it's desert and it's desert and it's desert. And all of a sudden, boom, it's as soon as you hit the walls, it's people. So they've clustered them all into this strip. And just so you know, that Gaza, and we'll get to that map in a second, when Israel was controlling Gaza, it was vineyards and it was rolling fields and it was palatial estates and it was fertile land. Arabs take it over. It's an open air prison. Okay. If it's an open air prison, why does your population keep increasing? And how do you keep on building buildings if it's an open air prison? It's a stupid thing to say. Hamas rules its own people with an iron fist. And just so we're clear, that Arab Muslims are able to get work permits to go work in Israel. I will never forget this story. This is a side note and a tangent. I just want you to understand the moral implications here. Hebron is a big deal. If you don't know, Hebron was the first real estate transaction that we know in human history. Abraham goes to Hebron, buys a piece of land, and eventually he, his son Isaac, and his grandson Jacob are all buried there. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, and Leah. So Hebron, in order to get to Hebron, you have to go south from Jerusalem. Hebron has basically become a captured Arab city, except like one street where the Jews live. Jews get killed there all the time. And so my friend Matan, who I've been texting, who served in the IDF, who runs a great organization in Israel called Im Tiritzu, we were driving down this highway down to Hebron. And try to find, Ryan or Blake, if you can find this on Google Images, please. And there, I don't know Hebrew. And there's this, you know, green arrow. I'm doing the best I can to remember this. And two red arrows going to the side. So green arrow, two red arrows. And I ask Matan, I said, what is that? And he says, oh, he said, if you and I go right with the red arrow, we die. If we go straight, we'll live. I said, what do you mean? He said, if we go this way, they kill us. They'll beat us on the car and they'll cut our head off. I said, what are you talking about? I said, I've driven through Compton before. I understand some, you know. He said, no. He said, a guarantee. They don't tell you to turn around. Okay? Palestinian Authority territory area had no entry for Israelis, entry illegal by Israeli law. To be clear, they'll take you out of the car and cut your head off and parade you through the streets. Yeah, really nice people we got dealing with here. And I'll never forget, as soon as they see an Israeli license plate, they're savage animals. They'll come after you. I'll never forget the way Matan said it was so casual. It was so matter of fact. It was as if we were driving through civilization with cell service, lattes, Wi-Fi, and honestly, really good food. And a couple hundred yards away was the third world. Civilization with our lattes, air conditioning, Wi-Fi, couple hundred yards away. Yes, that's a better one, Ryan. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, they've anglicized it. They now put it in English because Americans are not exactly known to be the most obedient tourists. American tourists have a reputation for doing stupid things. This road leads to Palestinian village. The entrance for Israeli citizens is dangerous. What happens if a Arab comes to Israel? Do Jews start cutting their heads off? No, they can get work. They can even serve in the Knesset. 20% of the Israeli Knesset is Arab. 20%. They can become citizens potentially. That's an even better one, Ryan. Thank you. By the way, this is not some sort of, and by the way, they have a whole Arab quarter in Jerusalem. Part of the old city is Muslim. By the way, you want to talk about one of the dumbest things I've ever done in my life? When you get married, you start thinking differently. When you're not married. This is before I met Erica. So we moved the embassy to Jerusalem. I was there for the embassy moving in Jerusalem. It's just last second the trip. So there were high tensions, right? So I'm with Candace Owens, okay? On the eve of Ramadan, after the embassy was moved, so they were very upset. And I did this again with Erica later, but it was safer. So we just walked to the Arab quarter at night. Not smart to do. Don't do that. That was not smart. Just kind of like walking through. This is so American, right? Oh, yeah, this is nice. And all of a sudden, the people looking at you. Oof. You want to feel darkness. That is some dark stuff. And then Eric and I, we didn't go through the quarter. We walked around the whole old city. And then we read on our phones like 3-4 days later, you're like, tourist head cut off right at the Arab gate. Oh, these are really sweet people. Really nice. Yeah, put that sign up one more time, Ryan. This road leads to Area A under the Palestinian Authority. The entrance for Israeli citizens is forbidden, dangerous to your lives. They've grown used to it. They're in an active war posture. It's barbarism versus civilization. It is a binary choice. I've never seen it so dramatic in all of my travel. I've visited over 20 countries, plan to visit to many more. I've never seen a binary where you have civilization that has advanced to a place of decency and the absolute brutal third world a couple hundred yards away. And that's a reality on a daily basis for them, a daily basis. They want us dead. I hate to be that simple. They want us gone. They want us dead. Now, some of you say, Charlie, how does this impact Americans? Well, you know that there are American hostages right now. You know, someone just emailed us. It's hilarious. Charlie, you're a globalist cheerleader, an atrocity propagandist. Well, you don't care about Americans then, Brett. There's Americans that are right now held hostages. So don't give me that crap. 22 Americans died. They killed Americans. And they very well might activate sleeper cells here in America if we do not talk clearly about this. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I don't want to do a show where I told you so, where they go bomb a shopping mall. There are hostages right now. Play cut eight.
Is there any indication that Americans were either killed or kidnapped by terrorists?
Yes, we have reports that several Americans were killed. We're working overtime to verify that. At the same time, there are reports of missing Americans, and there again, we're working to verify those reports.
Yeah, there's Americans being held hostage right now. Right now. And they very well could activate sleeper cells here in the interior of the United States. In the last 2 years, CBP has encountered 72,823 special interest aliens attempting to enter the United States illegally. Most of them from the Middle East. The proper takeaway from all this, as this is happening, and this goes to show why I got so upset, we need to shut down the government with the continuing resolution if we don't get border security. If we do not know who is in our country, you want to know a proper takeaway of what's happening in Israel? Get the border figured out immediately. We don't have a speaker. The whole thing is a little bit disorganized right now. You got Nancy Mace walking around with a scarlet letter. It's a circus show. I got to be perfect. You got Nancy Mace with like a big A that stands for adultery walking through the halls. You got George Santos that's indicted on like another 20 accounts. Don't have a speaker of the house. It's like a Chinese fire drill. You want to know a response? Immediately secure the border and deport the foreigners that are here illegally. And let me just say this. Texas, if you refuse to secure your border, you're going to be just as complicit as Joe Biden. You hear that, Republican Greg Abbott? You're going to be just as complicit. This needs to be a wake-up call. They are here. They mean harm to the American homeland, and I pray they are not activated. Make sure you have a gun on you. Make sure you have a gun on you. Do you get the idea that our government is really doing everything they can to save Americans? One of the guarantees of having a U.S. passport is that your government will do whatever they possibly can to help you if you are in a foreign country. I want to know the plan to try to get these Americans that are being held hostage. For those of you that say it doesn't matter, you know what's going to start happening? People are going to start getting kidnapped all across the world if we mishandle this. You're going to see a string of kidnappings. You want to talk about Americans don't travel internationally nearly as much as Europeans, but we travel internationally a lot, and there's a lot of Muslims out there. If we mishandle this, if we do not, with precision and a strategy, John Kirby, you know, Joe Biden's lackey, oh, there's plenty of ways to get out of Israel. That's not true. I'm texting with Americans. They're like, there's no flights. We don't know. You know where they sent some of these Americans? To Haifa. They said it should be safe up there. Well, now Haifa's under bombing attack. How many American passport holders do you think are in Israel right now? That's a good question, Blake. What do you think? 100,000? 200,000? How many American passport holders, citizens of the United States, are currently in Israel? I'm just curious. I mean, I'd say 100,000 is probably a good estimate. Play cut 46.
There are still many viable options for Americans who may want to leave Israel. The airport is still open. Not all commercial carriers are flying out of Ben Gurion, but many are, particularly international air carriers. And there's still some viable ground routes. So if people wanted to leave Israel via road, that's still possible as well.
Via road? Like what? You're going to drive to Jordan? No, seriously. Some American, I know one guy, he had to take a bus through PA-occupied territory as an American, and flying out of Amman. They're canceling flights left and right. I think only military aircraft and then maybe some flights are allowed into Israel. The Biden regime, if they cared about Americans, need to send 100 C-130s. Is it C-1 or CJ-30s? I can never, whatever. Big planes and say, if you're an American, you want to evacuate, we will get you out. This is an active war zone. Fox News breaking right now. Full on ground invasion of Gaza imminent. Yeah, Fox News says full on ground invasion of Gaza is imminent. Yeah, buckle up, everybody. Let's go to cut 10, please.
The other thing we need to make very clear is that we're not paying $1 billion for hostage like we did last week. I mean, there's a direct correlation between taking Americans hostage and these big ransom payments. It has to end. So I think we need to get American servicemen who are especially trained to rescue hostages. We need to get them on the ground in Israel right away.
The American government needs to do whatever they possibly can to get Americans out. So why did they take hostages? Because we're paying cash. Joe Biden is to blame for this. Joe Biden set the standard that if you kidnap Westerners, you get paid. The fact that they took hostages shows that this was planned. This is not a bunch of boys on a joyride going to kill Jews. And there are reports that certain people in leadership of Hamas are doing a call to all Muslims for an intifada. If you don't know what intifada is in Islam, or in Arabic, more specifically, it means shaking off, get rid of. It means an uprising. It happened in 1987, happens all the time. So how many Muslims are currently in the United States, Blake? 5 million? 10 million? 15 million? I'm not saying all of them are going to, quote unquote, rise up. But let's say a couple hundred thousand Muslims in America. Are there 4 million Muslims in America? Okay. Let's say 100,000. Okay. What if 100,000 Muslims go BLM on the American cities this weekend? They could. They could do a lot of harm to this country. This is all connected. All connected. 3.5 million. Okay, yeah, so 4 million. The leader of Hamas just called for Muslims around the world to embrace a day of global jihad this Friday the 13th. Somebody's emailed us, Charlie, are you telling us we're on our own and buy a gun? Yeah, your government does not protect you. Your government is spying on you if you're a conservative. You better take your life into your own hands, your family's life. Own weapons, be vigilant, do not trust the government. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. Understand the value of these lithographs as you know the story. A master lithographer, immigrant named Theodore Oman, came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to SalemEventStore.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends, for all the teachers in your communities. There's a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. Buy it and display it proudly. While limited supplies last, there's a limited time, so act today. SalemEventStore.com, SalemEventStore.com.